Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Aleph tells us that the place where you do the Shfichas HaShiraim, you learn from a pasuk that the Shfichas HaShiraim of Chatoyas HaPnimius, the Chatoyas were done inside, are done outside in the first Yesoid where you reach when you come out. Meaning the Kohen coming out of the Heichal, he sees the Yesoid HaMa'arovi, and that's where he does Shfichas HaShiraim. Says Toysis, why do you need a pasuk for that? Why can I learn from the fact of Ein Ma'avir Mala Mitzvahs? He comes out of the Eichel, the first thing he sees is Yesoid Ma'arovi. If he's going to go to another place to do the Shvichas Shiraim, so he's Ma'avir in the Mitzvah, which is right in front of him. So he answers to the big Yesoid, that the idea of Ein Ma'avir Mala Mitzvahs is when I have two separate Mitzvahs, and the Shiloh is which one should I do? So then you say, don't skip one to do the other. Like the classic one with Tefillin, where we learned that if you reach a Tefillin Shiroish, you can't skip it to go to Tefillin Shiyat. But when you have one mitzvah, the shayla is where to do it, where to put it, where to place it. So that's that Ein Ma'avir Mala Mitzvahs. So if he comes out with a shirayim, and you say, don't put it in the Yesoid Ma'arovi, put it somewhere else, the fact that he could have done it earlier, that doesn't make it Ein Ma'avir Mala Mitzvahs. There's a fascinating shayla that the Ridvaz and Chelek Dalitz, Simon Yud Gimel brings. Someone is in jail, and they allowed him to go out once, to daven with a tzibur. And the shaila is, when should he go? He could go that same day, or he could go a different day during the year. So the Baz brings that some of the poskim were discussing that maybe he should go for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day to go to Minyan. Or maybe it's better to go here Megillas Esther because of pursuing Niso. But says the Ridvaz, I hold that this is not true. He should not choose any other day. He should go the first opportunity that he has. Because we have a din Ein Ma'avir Mala Mitzvahs. So right now, he has the opportunity to go, today is a Monday, and he can go tomorrow, Tuesday, to daven with a minyan, go on Tuesday. He adds to that, we don't know which mitzvah is more chashuv. He can come and say, I'm going to go for Yom Kippur because it's more important than today. Right now, I have a mitzvah in front of me, I'm able to do the mitzvah today, he should go today, he should not wait for Yom Kippur. So the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Kuf Zayin asks on the Ridvaz, so there's a Gemara in Menachos. Gemara in Menachos says, what happens if the Tzibur has only one carbon? And the question is, should they do carbon atomid of the next day or carbon musav of this day? So the question is, what's greater? Tadir Adif or Mekudesh Adif? Says the Chacham Tzvi, according to the Ridvaz, you should do what it is there today. You don't know Matan Tzchor Shabitzis, Ein Ma'avir Mala Mitzvahs. Right now I have a carbon musav to do today. So I should do what I could do today. But the Chacham Tzvi ends with something similar to Tosis. Chavutzi says, when I have one mitzvah, and the shayla is when to do the mitzvah, when is best to do the mitzvah? So then, you in Echanami try to do it the best place at the best time possible. He says, Tmidu Musafim, the karbonas of the tzibur, consider to be one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the tzibur to bring karbonas. So shayla is which one, what's the most preferred way to do it? Only when I have two different mitzvahs, the shayla is, what should I do? I could do one now, or I could do one later. So then you say the idea of Ein Ma'avir Mala Mitzvahs, don't skip the easier one to do the harder one later. But if I have one mitzvah, I can do it best. So wait to do that mitzvah in the best time possible. And the Chaye Adam, Chelek Aleph Klal Samaches, he adds it more. He says, Ein Ma'avir Mala Mitzvahs is, I have to come and I'm going to do two mitzvahs. I have two mitzvahs to do. The shayla is, what should be the order? So don't skip one to do the other. But if I could do only one out of the two, the shayla is, which one should I choose to do? If I'm doing only one, then take the more chomotic one. And you may learn the question of the Ridvaz. You could do only one. You could go only one day to shul. Take the most important day. Don't go take the one which is the closest one. Because I have to pick and choose only one of them. And this is similar to the concept that Tosis teaches us over here. The Tosis tells us, Ein Ma'avir Mala Mitzvahs, I have two mitzvahs to do. You're skipping one to do the other, then you come back to do the first one. But if I'm not skipping one, I'm doing only one mitzvah, comes the Chaye Adam and adds, even if it's talking about one mitzvah out of two, but at the end of the day I'm doing only one, then I don't have a din in my Ma'avir Mala Mitzvahs. And here a little bit, just the machshava behind it, makes a lot of sense. Ein Ma'avir Mala Mitzvahs means that Hashem will give you two mitzvahs. So you go and skip one to do the other, and then go back to do the first, you don't know Matan Tzchor Shemitzvahs. You don't know what's more chashuv. You don't know what Ratzon Hashem is. The fact that one mitzvah is more chomer than the other doesn't mean that it's really more important, and if I have to do both, I'll just do what's in front of me. But if I have to come and pick and choose one, so the only thing I can do, I have to pick and choose. I have no other choice but to pick and choose. So here I have to take whatever I know to decide which mitzvah is greater. I have to decide which one I'm going to actually go and do. And this is a very big sugi on its own, but this is what's going to get to our daf. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.